How's it going in your world? You're listening to Healthyish. Hopefully this can brighten up your day. This is your daily podcast. Well, almost daily podcast from Body and Soul. I'm your host, Felicity Harley. And today, this one is a good episode. We're talking about how to get along with people you don't like. Oh, it happens to all of us in every area of our life, whether it be relationships, at work, whatever it may be. Lisa Stevenson is my guest. She is the founder of The Coach Place Global and is a globally recognized high impact coach, consultant, keynote speaker, and author. And she's got some great tips to share. Now, we keep these Healthyish episodes quite short, but if you want to hear my full interview with Lisa, where we talk, well, we focus more on how to deal with toxic people in your life. Just search for Extra Healthyish wherever you get your awesome podcasts. Lisa, welcome to Healthyish. So I'm kind of looking forward to talking about this because I think your tips can hopefully help all of us get along with people we don't like. So people we have to obviously have some sort of relationship, whether it be at work or, you know, your in-laws or whoever it is. So where do we start?
Oh gosh, wouldn't life just be so much more simple if we could just remove these people cleanly and easily? But of course, being a grown-up is quite complex, and particularly in the environment at the moment, relationships are quite polarized. So I think a good place to start, you know, is actually with yourself. You know, we shouldn't make an assumption that it's the other people. You know, we might be talking about you, you know, so being really self-aware and asking yourself some good questions about what's the impact that I have on people around me, and also what's it like being around me. And then, of course, going from there, you know, in terms of where we start, it's also about being clear about what healthy relationships do look like for you, and what are your non-negotiables when it comes to how people treat you? Because ultimately, and people don't always love it when I say this, but people treat us how we let them treat us.
So what are some of the non-negotiables we can kind of be clear on, I suppose? And then in turn, this obviously helps us to create boundaries, because I'm thinking boundaries come into play here when it comes to people we don't like. Talk us through these.
Yeah, I think this is such an important thing for us to all think about, because if we don't consciously take some time to go, what actually are my boundaries? It's really hard to enforce them. So take some time to work out physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, you know, what are your boundaries that you need to have in place so that you feel respected, honored, you know, trusted by people that matter to you. I think if we just go back to that sort of what are my non-negotiables, it's about knowing what I value, you know, what really matters to me and what has to be honored and respected by others. So that might be about your children, your energy, language that people use, you know, how they present themselves. So just going, you know, being clear, my non-negotiables are that people, and, you know, I'm using a silly example, but don't swear in front of my children, or people that have a shared respect for different views, you know, so being clear about what most matters to you.
And how do we go about sticking to them? Because it's a lot easier to say, okay, I don't want people to swear in front of my children. And then, I mean, I hate using this example, my in-laws, because I actually love my in-laws. But and then your in-laws go and swear in front of your children. What do you do here?
Yeah. Do you know, I think sometimes we expect people to know what our boundaries are. One of the things that we speak to clients about is tell people, you know, have some language that's ready, particularly if you're going to be around people that you know are a trigger for you. You have language ready that says, you know, I'd really appreciate it if, or it would mean a lot to me if you could respect. You know, often when we tell people, it gives them real clarity, and they want to, particularly people who care about us, they want to do the right things and for us all to get along. And, you know, so I think something important there, Felicity, is about assume good intent when you can. You know, most people don't wake up going, I'm going to be super annoying today and I'm going to be highly offensive to everyone I come across. You know, most people want to be good at being themselves and want to be people who are respected and valued and fun and all of those things. So assume good intent when you can.
And I think, you know, even the way you said, you know, this makes me feel, being kind in the way you you know, suggest your boundaries to someone else. I think that was a great little thing you had in there as well.
Yeah.
What about if, you know, getting along with someone who, where the power dynamic is, you know, not in your favor. So it's your boss or, I don't, you know, whoever it may be. How do we handle this?
Yeah, this is a good one. I think across our careers and our lives, you know, in all types of relationships, we are going to come across people who we have to be polite to. And there's a few things that come to mind. One is just remember that we can be respectful of people we don't like. So really make sure that you're role modeling and being respectful of others. You can't expect people to be respectful of you if you're not being that yourself. The other one is pick your battles. You know, choose. There are times when we should stand up for ourselves when people are being narcissistic or disrespectful or totally, you know, throwing in our face something that they know will be offensive to us. And so pick your battles when it is time to speak up and give yourself permission to have a voice. You know, there are absolutely times in our life when we all get to say, no, that's not okay, or I'm drawing a line in the sand here.
Yeah, good tips. Now, what about how should we act around someone we don't like? And often as women, I think we overcompensate when we feel like we have to be nice to people all the time. But I mean, sometimes you sit there and when you particularly don't like someone and you feel like a fraud. So, you know, how can we navigate this and act around someone we don't like? Like, do we become, I mean, sometimes, yeah, you're just overly nice to them, aren't you? And then you think, hang on, but yes, I don't actually like them.
And how much energy does it take, yes, when we're overcompensating? You know, the challenge is real and the juggle is real, I think. I've got a really simple one for this that I think helps us to filter that, which is be really mindful that every time you say yes to something, you are saying no to something else. So when that person that is a bit of an energy vampire or makes us feel diminished in some way, you know, invites us for a walk or a phone call or wants us to help them move house, you know, when we say yes to being around those people, we're saying no to going on a hike with our children or being able to do that yoga session that we want to do or, you know, something that matters to us. So that's a great place to start by saying yes to this. What's the cost for me?
Yeah, exactly. And you think, yeah, actually, that's a great example. So even you say you're helping them move a house, but, you know, you could be cherishing that time with your family or your friends or whatever it may be. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on Healthy-ish.
Thank you for having me.
If you liked this chat with Lisa Stevenson, the founder of The Coach Place Global, we have more. That's right. We have more from Lisa on our big sister podcast called Extra Healthy-ish, also from Body and Soul. It gives you that little bit extra in your day for your mind, body, and of course, your soul. We publish a new episode of Extra Healthy-ish every morning, Monday to Thursday. For more info about the podcast or anything other health, fitness, wellness related, jump onto bodyandsoul.com.au or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. Thanks again for listening to this chat with Lisa. And if you have a moment, we'd be so grateful if you could rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. And until tomorrow, stay healthy-ish.
I'm Sarah Lamarquin, Editor-in-Chief of Stella and host of our podcast called Something to Talk About. Every weekend, we publish a new episode where you'll hear compelling personalities, strong opinions, and thought-provoking conversations.
I wanted to be able to do it in my time when I was ready and speak my truth when I was ready.
The topic of when do I become a mum, that is in my mind 24/7.
Search for Something to Talk About wherever you listen to your podcasts.